This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Grace Curley Show. We are going to stay with this topic as we talk to our next guest, who I am happy to hear from because he is former NYPD. He can offer us a little bit of insight. There's been a lot of criticism coming out in the last few hours about how the police responded to this shooting in Texas. Joining me now, everyone who listens to this program is probably very familiar with John Cardillo's work. You can follow him on Twitter at John Cardillo. John, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Grace. Good to finally be back.
John, I have to ask you, and I know you're also being very careful about this because it's a fluid situation. We're finding out, you know, a lot of details as we go here. But you were very outspoken on social media today about how this was handled, and you're basically saying if what they are claiming now is true about these officers waiting outside the school, then this is just unthinkable and there has to be accountability. Tell us what the reports are saying now and your reaction to it.
So I spoke to some people in federal law enforcement, the law enforcement entity that ultimately engaged the killer and killed him, fortunately, was Vortac. Those are the Border Patrol tactical teams, highly skilled, highly proficient, very well-trained Border Patrol SWAT, for all intents and purposes, their version of special operations. The problem is local law enforcement. It appears, and again, I love how you opened the segment, Grace, by saying we don't want to rush to judgment. It's fluid. But from what we currently see, looking at it through the unbiased lens of post-Columbine, post-1999 training doctrine, adding in all the things we learned at Sandy Hook, all the things we learned at Parkland, through all those deficiencies, it appears that local law enforcement was ill-prepared or not prepared at all and horribly trained or not trained at all. Now, it's important to point out that one of the reasons Parkland occurred in the way that it did and was as tragic as it was is because Scott Israel, an abysmal guy who, thankfully, I live in Broward County, is no longer the sheriff, never ran active shooter drills, never ran counter-terror drills at the airport or the seaport. He was ultimately removed because of a terrible response to an active shooter situation in the airport prior to Parkland. From what I see, just through the lens of training experience, some of the anecdotal reports we're getting, and the fact that Border Patrol Tactical, VORTAC, had to ultimately respond, it appears local law enforcement never ran through thorough active shooter training drills and had protocols, had a plan in place to deal with this. And again, on the heels of Parkland, 3-4 years after Parkland, it's unacceptable for any department in the nation with a school in its jurisdiction to not have that training.
John, I'm speaking with John Cardillo. We are seeing a video, and I've been seeing it from a lot of sources, and also it's on the news right now, of parents outside the school screaming at police officers to go inside. And as someone who used to be the person who would respond to these kind of situations, how do you react to seeing that? I mean, for me, I don't have children, but when I think of that scenario of being outside and seeing these people with guns who are not rushing in, it has to be horrific.
You know, it's horrific, it's frustrating, it's infuriating. Now, again, we are getting reports about the context of that video. It appears that those officers are just waiting and ignoring the pleas for help. Now, it might shake out the race. May very well come out that we're not seeing the whole video, as is often the case, and they're simply cordoning off a perimeter. Here's my problem, even if that's the case. Their demeanor, their body language is very relaxed. They look very confused. Having responded to active shooter situations, not even being the responder or one of the responders through the door, but coming in later on to assist with crowd control perimeter, you're still in a tactical mindset. You're still in a tactical pose. You're behind your vehicle. Your gun is drawn. You've got people back behind you. This was a chaotic scene. Now, we're not talking about rioters. This isn't Antifa or Black Lives Matter. These were mourning parents, most of them women, moms, aunts, grandmothers. That department, again, from what I'm seeing, so the trained eye looks woefully, woefully underprepared and inadequate, quite frankly, to have handled the situation at hand. Even the post-incident public information effort required the governor and the lieutenant governor to come in. I was not impressed at all with the sloppy nature of the sheriff's department's handling of the media relations post-incident.
John, you're on Twitter, and it's at John Cardillo, and something in your bio that always stuck out to me was you say, I tweet what you think, but you are too afraid to say. And that is very true as someone who follows you. But one thing you recently tweeted, you said, I'm so sick of hearing about procedure and protocol and all the speculation surrounding both. There is a lot of conversation about, well, maybe this was part of the procedure. But what you just told us, I think, is important, because even if this was the procedure, just the general demeanor was not adequate for the situation.
Yeah, absolutely. And the second part of my tweet is I basically said, I can sit here and tell you that my old partners and I, the people I served with in PD, no matter what the procedures, we would have taken suspensions and termination rather than bin guys and women. My old partner was a woman sitting in that parking lot listening to children be slaughtered. But I'll tell you one thing, we certainly would have had our guns trained on those windows, on those doors, because, again, if reports are accurate, you don't know if there's one shooter or 15. To have your firearm in your holster and not be taking concealment and cover behind engine blocks, all of the basic rudimentary things you're taught. You know, find a hard barrier, be it an engine block, a brick wall, a garbage dumpster made of steel. All of those things, those rudimentary things you're taught, they weren't doing, which leads me to believe their training is just horrendous, if there's any real training at all in that agency.
John, I'm glad you're bringing up the training, because yesterday we were talking a lot, and this was before we had a lot of this information, about the possibility of having more police officers around schools. We had a cop call up, which I thought was really insightful. He said, I park my cruiser outside of elementary schools in my town all the time just to send a message to people in the area. We're here, we're protecting this school. And I think that's wonderful. And then today there's a lot of comments from the left, and they're saying, well, this is hypocrisy. Yesterday you guys were saying we need more police around the schools, and now you're saying the police didn't do their job, so it wouldn't have done anything anyway. How do you respond to that? I have a feeling I know what you will say, and the case you will make, but address that accusation from the left that this is hypocrisy on the part of conservatives.
Well, leftists are idiots, right? Obviously, we're talking about trained police officers in schools. So I put out another tweet the other day because, you know, while Democrats are virtue signaling with their Ukrainian flags, as you and I sit here on this show today, Grace, we have 131,000, a tick under 131,000 K-12 schools in the United States. If every school was given $250,000 in federal funding for full-time, highly trained SWAT-level police protection, that would be $32.75 billion. It's unthinkable to Congress, but they sent $40 billion to Ukraine in a way that's going to be wasted with fraud and corruption, money that Americans will never see back, that they'll never benefit from a conflict in a country thousands of miles away that will never affect them. They spent $40 billion. They won't safeguard schools. So leftists are the true hypocrites. But that being said, we're talking about trained police officers and active shooter drill training is so prevalent. I know of five former Navy SEALs in as many states that run consulting companies that do exactly this, train law enforcement agencies on active shooter. There are many of them around the country. I can guarantee you there's one, it's Texas. We have countless veterans, Tier 1, Tier 2 special operators, highly skilled, highly trained, countless living in Texas after leaving the military. There are more than enough adequate resources to train these police officers, and that's what we're talking about, trained and armed. Because when it hits the fan, You don't call 911 and ask for cops. You're calling good guys with guns to come. Why wait for the response time? Why not already have them there?
John Cardillo, anything else you want to add to this conversation? Anything you think the public is missing when they look at this horrific atrocity?
Yeah, gun control will never do anything to protect you because there's laws against murder. And remember, Warren v. D.C., Castle Rock v. Gonzalez, the police have no legal duty to protect you. D.C. Circuit, United States Supreme Court, buy guns and ammo. If you can carry them, carry them.
John Cardillo, we thank you so much. And everyone can follow John on Twitter at John Cardillo. He's got a great Twitter. Like I said, he's tweeting things that you're thinking, but you're not saying. He'll say it for you. John, we hope to have you on again soon, and God bless.
Anytime, Grace. God bless. Good talk to you.
All right, everyone. We're going to continue to take your calls, 844-500-4242. We have a lot to get to in this next hour. And don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show.
Was I wearing a tiara when I came in here? Because if you happen upon it, will you have Lady Pennyface retrieve it and send it post-hence?
She's the epitome of class, style, and sophistication. She's Grace Curley.
844-500-4242. If you're on the line right now, stay there, because we're going to get right back to your calls. I do have breaking news, though. Sad news. Ray Liotta died. 67 years old. Of Goodfellas fame. Also, a lot of other movies. Killing Them Softly. I mean, he's been in some great films. But I think Goodfellas is probably the one he's most famous for. Would that be accurate? I've seen Goodfellas so many times. And I remember one time my brother bought it on demand. And my parents were like, why on earth would you buy a movie that is on cable four times a day? He's like, it's just good to have. It's just good to have. 844-500-4242. Let's do the poll question here. Rest in peace to Ray Liotta, a great actor. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Law Office of Jeffrey Miller. Everyone can go through bad times, but that doesn't mean you're a bad person. Attorney Jeff Miller represents good people in bad times. You can reach him at MillerCriminalDefense.com. That's MillerCriminalDefense.com. Attorney Jeff Miller, reasonable doubt at a reasonable price. Jared, what is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
What's your favorite euphemism for a Biden disaster? Worse than thought, unexpected, or worse than expected?
So I wake up this morning thinking I'm going to get a couple of really solid unexpecteds in the headlines, and instead I get this from CNBC. First quarter GDP declined 1.5%, worse than thought, jobless claims edge lower. Now, I'm not really an editor of any sort. Howie does a lot of editing for me. But I think that worse than expected rolls off the tongue a little bit better than worse than thought.
Yeah, but now they're expecting it to be terrible, so they can't actually say expectations. So worse than thought, I mean, you can think anything you want.
That's true.
You can expect anything. I mean, I don't expect to get drafted by the Celtics, but I can think I can get drafted by the Celtics.
You don't expect
that? You know what I'm
saying?
That? I don't.
Okay, well, maybe you just need to increase your expectations, raise your expectations. I'm going to say unexpected is still my favorite.
Unexpected in the lead at 58%.
Because I can't read that word in any context without hearing Howie say it. Unexpected! It's just now ingrained in my mind. All right, let's go to the callers here. Tyler, you're first up. Go ahead, Tyler.
Hey, so Grace, thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it. I'm from New Hampshire, and when I saw the news the other day about, you know, what happened in Texas, I was horrified because I have two young daughters, and, you know, that is that age. And so, anyway, long story short, it took me really by surprise, scared me, and I wanted to affirm you in that opinion that you had earlier about the family, the having that that family at home that supports you. In my case, I was born. My parents got divorced when I was less than one, and there was, you know, back and forth and stuff like that. Different influences. I mean, mom was, you know, kind of she was the stronghold, but you know, anyway, long story short, it was not very good. So I wanted to affirm, again, I wanted to affirm you in that, in your statement about family, in that if I hadn't had my stepfather come in and really just kind of lead me and guide me in the way that I really needed to go, I don't know where I'd be. I might be in jail. I might be dead. I don't know. All I'm trying to say is that family is the root. And I don't know how far I can go with religion in that, but, you know, in my eyes, God created us to have a nuclear family, you know, husband, wife, son, daughter, whatever.
Right. And I think, Tyler, and I really appreciate you calling in, I think that sometimes when these things happen, we do want the government to do something. And I fully understand wanting the government to secure these schools, especially when you contrast it with what we're spending in Ukraine. And I think that's a very, very valid argument. But I think when people talk about, you know, what is causing some of this evil, and like, and there's always going to be evil in the world, but you know, how do we get to the root and at least try, as Maureen Callahan put it, if not to eradicate it, at least to contain it to some degree? And I think that's a valid conversation too. I think people are quick to push that aside because it's like, well, we're never going to fix that. Well, we're never going to confiscate every gun in this country either. So we have to start being honest about, you know, things we could do to improve situations versus just shutting down conversations. We had a caller in the first hour who was talking about what happened in this kid's life. And we had another caller who said, I don't care about what's happened in his life. I really do see both sides of that, because on one hand, the first caller might not be sympathizing at all with this monster, but he might be saying, if we don't start to understand how these people are getting this way, then we're never going to be able to fix the problem. And whether that's true or not, I don't know. Sue, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Sue.
Yeah, hi. Grace, first I want to say, my voice is a little shaky. This is a very hard phone call for me to make. I have a son with schizophrenia. Every time something like this happens, it kind of hits home for me. And then what doubly makes it so difficult is people saying, where were the parents? I'm going to tell you from firsthand experience, getting your child help is horrid. Once you find help, they really don't listen to you. I have experience. My son is doing great. A lot of, though, heartbreak, hard things. So until people are sitting across from their loved one and they're talking in crazy ways about scary stuff, please do not judge. Do not judge the parents. That's really the point I wanted to make.
Yeah, Sue, that is a good point. And actually, Jared and I were having this conversation earlier because I did exactly what you just said. I said, you know, where are the parents? What are the parents doing? How can parents let this happen? And Jared, in a similar vein to what you're saying, said, now, hold on a second. Like, you know, there's a lot of factors at play here. And I understand how people could feel like sometimes it's really scary. And sometimes you have a child who is struggling mentally and you don't know what to do. That's why we need resources for those people as well. Thank you for the call, Sue. I know it was hard for you to make, but I think it really contributed a lot to the conversation. On a very different note, on a lighter note, we're going to take a break from this and try to bring a little bit of lightness to this show today. Woke or Joke from Aviva Trattoria is coming up next. You can get on the line, 844-500-4242. We will come back to this conversation, but we're going to take a mini break. Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. We have a lot to get to throughout the course of the next hour, but we're going to take a little break and have a little bit of fun here and do Woke or Joke, which is everyone's favorite. It's brought to you by Aviva Trattoria. Spring is here, and so is outdoor patio dining. They have the best patios, fire pits. It's so fun. So visit your Aviva Trattoria location in Wrentham, Maynard, Marlborough, Malden, or Westford. I actually just checked out the Westford the other night. It's beautiful. All right, so it's time for Woke or Joke.
Everything woke turns to shit, okay?
I started a joke.
Ha, 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 ha.
Pink hair wokers.
The word woke means loser.
But the joke was on me. Oh, no.
Joining us to deliver the woke or joke headlines is Taylor Cormier, the Wizard of Woke. Thank you so much for coming on the show, sir.
It's your pleasure.
It certainly is. And Taylor's going to read a headline. This is how it works. You have to decide, is it woke, as in it's real, or is it a joke, as in one of these two sickos made it up and put it on a piece of paper? You get to decide, and if you win, you're entered to win a $50 gift card from Aviva Trattoria. All right, without further ado, let's go right to the callers. Christine, you are first up on today's Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Christine?
Hi, Grace. I am ready.
Okay.
Okay, Christine, here's your headline. New York court to decide whether elephants have human rights.
Oh, my goodness. I hope that is a joke.
It is woke.
They're not just a joke. Not a joke.
They're just a human being, Christine. You should have got that one right. No.
Revolves around Happy the elephant
they're
in the Bronx Zoo.
They're just a human
Zoo.
Being.
Yeah. They've been arguing, this animal rights group has been arguing for years that Happy should have bodily autonomy and should not be kept in the Bronx Zoo. So it's gone up to the New York Supreme Court.
Well, what's interesting about elephants is that they supposedly have like a very a high capacity for emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that they grieve and they'll slam their heads against fences if they lose a baby and things like that. That I love elephants. I think they're the sweetest animals. And also killer whales have that too.
Elephants, it was a couple of years ago this came out, but scientists, I believe, found that the elephants have the capacity to think that humans are cute.
Okay, so that's actually kind of, not to play Nina Jankowicz, but that's actually kind of been debunked.
What?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I don't know, Babar got along with humans just great.
Babar.
844-500-4242.
He was a king.
Keep calling in as it goes on, because we go through callers and then we get openings. Let's go to Scott. You're next up on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Scott?
I'm ready. I'm ready, Grace. This is the cashew guy.
Oh, I love those cashews. I actually was so nice. And
cashews?
I gave some of those cashews to Howie Carr, and he really liked them too. Thanks,
oh,
Scott.
Oh, great.
These are
wow.
great.
Thank you.
Okay, Scott, here's your headline.
All right, Scott. Red, white, and blue go green. Vermont town hosting virtual 4th of July fireworks powered by solar.
Right. I'll have to go woke.
That's a joke. I'm
sorry.
Oh, my God.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
Nice try, though, Scott. All right, let's go to Norm. You're next on The Grace Curley Show. Are you ready for your headline, Norm?
Yes.
All right, Norm, here is your headline. SAG-AFTRA passes authentic casting rule mandating LGBTQ roles be portrayed by LGBTQ actors.
Woke.
That is also a joke.
Thank gosh. I was going to say some...
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
Some great gay characters on shows are portrayed by straight people. In Modern Family, one of the husbands is gay, is
oh,
straight.
There's a ton of Tom Hanks in Philadelphia. There's a ton of those
And it's
roles.
Called acting.
Acting.
Yes. The point is to be something other than what you are
right.
when you are acting.
Right.
But that
performance
that always comes up any time that there's a gay or trans or even a handicapped role that calls for an actor and the director has somebody in mind, and then there's a question of couldn't somebody else have played that part? Somebody that has actually that thing.
Also, you know what? You know what the new thing is? You know how they had that? They had that show about Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky. It was like American Crime Story. It was a version of that. A lot of people really liked it, actually. My mom watched it, said it was really good. But they had an actor portraying Linda Tripp, and she had to wear a fat suit. Like, I don't know how else to say it. A heavier person suit.
Fat suit, that's what it's called.
And people were upset that they didn't have a heavier person just portraying the role. So it's gone to that extreme. Just so everyone
knows.
So
they were skinny shaming.
Yes, yes.
All right,
let's go to Mike. You're next up on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Mike?
Go ahead, I'm ready.
Okay, Mike, here's your headline. Shakespeare's Globe Theater adds trigger warning to Julius Caesar.
I'm going to say woke.
That's correct. It is woke.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
A2, Mike.
There is now a content warning. Content guidance, depictions of war, self-harm and suicide, stage blood, and weapons, including knives.
Oh, boy. You should know that going
in. Just to be warning, history depicted. Yeah. That's all.
All right, let's go to Michael. You're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Are you ready for your headline, Michael?
I am ready.
All right, Michael, here's your headline. Walmart apologizes for selling Juneteenth ice cream.
That's a joke.
It's not a joke. That's true.
I saw this.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
They had a celebration edition Juneteenth ice cream under its Great Value label. It said on the tub, share and celebrate African-American culture, emancipation, and enduring hope. The label on the red velvet flavored ice cream red.
Yeah, these woke companies, they're
exploitive.
They're out of control. And you know what? I always say this, but usually, like, we work at a very small company, right? And usually if someone has an idea, we have to run it by each other to some extent. At these big companies, this stuff has to pass through, like, departments and, you know, the people who come up with the imaging and the banners. How does no one say, this is a horrible idea? People are going to be mad about this.
Who goes to Walmart for their ice cream?
Oh, you can get, like, any kind of ice cream there.
Great Value ice cream. Ice cream, you're splurging. You splurge for a brand name.
Howie gets the Publix ice cream. He loves it.
That's Howie. He doesn't splurge on anything.
Ooh, we got a snob. Howie's the beer snob and Taylor's the ice cream snob. Good to know. I would agree with you to an extent. I like to get the Brigham's, which is...
I want a double-dipped waffle cone with chocolate, vanilla chocolate chip.
See, that's how you splurge.
Vanilla chocolate chip.
Double-dipped waffle cone.
Do you ever go like get an ice cream with someone and they get like the nerd-covered cone? It's like, oh my God.
Gross.
We have no rules. 844-500-4242. Let's go to Dan. You're next up on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Dan?
Give it to me.
All right, Dan. Here is your headline. Period Crunch. Cereal that turns milk red to prompt talk about women's health.
That better be a joke.
It's not.
You know what, Dan?
Not a joke. Not a joke.
Normally, I would agree with you that better be a joke, but the thought that that was a joke and one of these two wrote it was going to be so disturbing to me that
America,
I'm...
get your uteruses turned.
I'm actually relieved that it's a real headline because I wasn't going to be able to look either of you in the face for the rest of the day.
We came up with some alternative names for... it's called Period Crunch, but we thought maybe uteros, frosted fallopians.
Oh, God.
Or cream of cervix.
And store brand imitation frosted flakes featuring Terry the Tag.
They're food.
So whose idea was this?
Oh, God. You're going to make me read the story.
I got to say, I think I like uteros.
Uteros is pretty good. Intamina makes period products. They've produced a limited batch of the cereal with the female reproductive system printed on each box. And you know how like Trix has the, you know, or Lucky Charms has all the clovers and the shapes and whatnot. The cereal is actually in the form of the female reproductive system.
All right, yeah, I think we're good on this. I think we understand the story. I do love Lucky Charms though; those are my favorites.
Frosted fallopians.
All right, let's go to Jonathan. You're next up on the Grace Curley Show. You ready for your headline, Jonathan?
Yeah, all set.
Okay. All right, Jonathan, here's your headline. Hallmark rolls out non-birthing person cards to Father's Day lineup.
Woke.
That's a joke. Sorry.
Oh, these
By the
are
way,
good
that was
today.
A joke. That's not true.
I would have said woke on that. That's not that far off.
Yeah, it's
birthing
a confusion. I tried sorting it out in my head. Is a non-birthing person technically a father? No, that's not the case, always.
Yeah, it's too confusing for me. It is. Above my pay grade.
Gets very meta once you start thinking about it.
It's like Inception. Mary, you're next up on Woke or Joke. You ready for your headline, Mary?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Mary. Here is your headline. Hello. Scrabble adds exponential to list of accepted words.
Woke.
That's a joke.
I wouldn't.
Right out loud.
I wouldn't be surprised, though.
That's not true.
If Joe Biden plays Scrabble in the Biden White House, that someone wrote in into the little dictionary, they wrote exponential for him.
That's a word.
200 points,
Joe. Look it up, Jack.
All right, one more, and then we've got to go to break here. Lenny, you're the last one on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Lenny?
Yes, I am.
All right, Lenny, here is your headline. U.S. Air Force Base holds drag queen story hour for kids.
Well, we've had a couple of jokes, so I think we're due for a woke. I'm going to go woke.
Wow, going by the numbers, he is correct. Woo-hoo! It is woke.
Good job, Lenny.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
Sometimes it's a numbers game. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking to Anthony from Aviva Trattoria. Very excited about this. And we might read him a headline as well. This is The Grace Curley Show.
America, get your uteruses turned.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. As you may have heard, my birthday is coming up and I am turning 29. No, I'm turning 30 and I'm coming to grips with it. Very excited though, because we are going to be at Aviva Trattoria tomorrow in Maynard.
Absolutely.
And joining me now to discuss is Chef Anthony DePalma. He's here to talk a little bit about Aviva Trattoria, about what we're doing tomorrow. Anthony, I just want to lay it out for people, because I know they're probably saying, how can we get there? You know, what can we do? It's from 12 to 6, but here's the key. If you get there between 12 and 3, you get a free book. So try to get there early, 12 to 3, for my show. And then Howie will also be joining. It's going to be a lot of fun. They can get a lot of food. Give us some of the updates on the menu.
Most certainly. And again, we are celebrating your birthday, so we couldn't be more excited.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a fun day.
It's always a really fun remote, and I'm not biased because it's my birthday.
It is. And, you know, I think the customers really enjoy it, and the staff loves it. And us, you know, we in particular, we have a lot of fun with you guys. So we're looking forward to tomorrow. But yes, again, we are rolling out some new specials, and it's that time of the year. It's spring and summer's around the corner. We lightened up the pizza of the month, and Chef Roberto's been working hard on the chicken caprese pesto pizza. Grace, we've got these lasagna fritters that are on the menu still that are becoming super, super popular. Homemade lasagna, kind of battered, deep fried with some beautiful pesto sauce on top, and finger looking good, to really say the least. Another really popular dish that we've come up with is the Italian smash burger.
Ooh, so that's what I love is you guys, it's an Italian restaurant. You use a lot of local ingredients, but you always have twists on these traditional things. And I want to just give a special shout out here to a American staple, a classic, which I don't typically like, but I had it this week at Aviva, the mac and cheese.
Awesome.
It's paired with the sangria is really just a delight.
And, you know, it's a kind of like the summer spring mix going on right there. But mac and cheese has its own section. And I was saying that to you earlier.
Yeah.
It's people love it. And when you do it right, it's great.
Now, there are a lot of locations.
Yep.
Tell people where they can go. There's probably an Aviva near them.
Certainly. And growing. So we're in Westford, Marlboro, Maynard, Wrentham, and Malden. And we're going to be opening soon up in New Hampshire and in Rochester, New Hampshire, North Conway, and then down in Quincy and Hanover. And real soon in Stoneham, Mass as well.
I cannot even tell you, my aunt sends me your Instagram things for Aviva. She's like, we need an Aviva. We need an Aviva in Marshfield. So she's close to Hanover.
Awesome.
So I told her about the Hanover one and she called me up and she's like, when does it open? People
Certainly.
Are so excited.
We're working on the scratch and sniff thing, you know, so you can see the Instagram, you can smell, you scratch your screen, you actually smell the food.
Who's ever in charge of your social media is doing a very good job.
Yeah, my wife loves your bolognese. She
so good.
She actually won't eat any other bolognese now.
You can't.
She can't.
It's, you've ruined it, bolognese
is
good. For her.
Well, and I do it as well. Every time I see it on a menu someplace, I have to try it. And then I walk out and I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah,
like,
I shouldn't have done it.
Shouldn't have done it again. But nonetheless.
Anthony, let's talk a little bit about what's going on at Aviva as far as if people have events and they want catering. I know you guys have that option. Tell people a little bit about that.
Absolutely. And again, this is the summertime and we're doing a bunch of catering, outdoor parties, a revamped catering menu on the website at avivatrattoria.com. You can visit there. You can see the updates there, all the menus, the bars, cocktails as well. But anything you need help with this summer, preparing food for the family, boat trips, picnics, camp, whatever it is, let us know. Every single location takeout is one of our specialties. So let us do the work for you.
And I think it's important to mention the summer is coming up and Aviva is a great place to work. If people are looking for work in the summertime, if you just want to join the family, it's a really, really fun environment. Everyone there, you, Marcy, all the people that work there are just such kind people. You love what you do. You're very passionate. And so you guys are hiring.
We are. And you said it right. You join the family. We love what we do. And it's, I think that's a special part of it. We take pride of our people's schedules and, you know, it's summertime and it's busy.
Yeah.
But our patios are all open and we're looking for some really great people to have some real, you know, a lot of fun this summer.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun place to be. All right. Now, Anthony, just one more time for everyone. We will be in Maynard tomorrow at Aviva Trattoria from 12 to 6. Get there from 12 to 3 to get a free book. And we're so excited to have you here. It is, you know, Woke or Joke is brought to you by Aviva Trattoria. Do you mind if the Wizard of Woke gives you a Woke or Joke headline?
I would love that. An honor.
Okay, let's see. He's pretty good.
All right, Anthony, here's your headline. University drops sonnets because they are products of white Western culture.
Oh, boy, that's a joke.
It's woke.
Oh no! Yeah. Shame on you,
not a joke.
Sir.
Not a joke.
All right.
Must have forgotten what a sonnet was.
Everyone go to avivatrattoria.com to find a location near you, to check out their catering menu, to check out information about working at Aviva Trattoria. Make sure you come to Maynard tomorrow to see Howie Carr, to see me, to celebrate my birthday, to see Anthony. We're so excited. The food's going to be delicious. Anthony, thank you so much for coming on. And thanks for sponsoring Woke or Joke.
Absolutely. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. All right, everyone. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.